Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Good afternoon. I'm Antti Auri, and my title is Head of IT Management, but I'm not dealing with operative IT at all, so you don't ask me anything about if your workstation doesn't work or something like that. I work for the strategic planning unit in university and research infrastructure and research IT infrastructure is I think strategic part of the what we are going to do in university next few years. We are going to prepare new infrastructure and innovation program soon. We are going to prepare it and I guess and I hope that IT will be an essential part of this infrastructure plan university provides. So I made my PhD on geography, actually economic geography, and I just now work for in IT matters more. But so we have wrong machine. Yeah, the same slide. We have a rector's decision from 214. We have a principles of research data management at the University of Jyväskylä, which a rector signed September 2014, and this actually was first among Finnish universities, this kind of data policy. It's partly a policy, and there are some actions too, because the policy is most often so general that it's easy to forget. So we put some action lines also in these principles. And I have bolded some highlights of this paper, and here's the link if you like to read it, or you can have it here in Finnish and in English. So one target of the university is that we have our research infrastructure which is the highest level and fully functional, and as I said already, IT is today essential part of functional research infrastructure. Then I have taken there some of the principles. One is related to ethical sustainability. You should ensure that the research data is managed in ethically sustainable way in all phases of the research process. That's one principle you get there. And part of this ethical standpoint is that you have to do person file descriptions properly. If you deal with human data, person file descriptions. And now the second part is about security and that data protection, which is now more and more important because we have a new EU legislation dealing with privacy. If you are investigating mouse, it's not that important, but if you have a data about humans, then we go to the privacy issues and questions. So we should also provide technically that kind of storage or repository, which is sustainable in this way also. And the third standpoint is about the open access, which is the theme of today. In order to enable increased open access of research data, this is the one target in which these principles are dealing with. But the level of data openness is determined in accordance with ethical principles. So when we are talking about open data, it's expressed open sometimes or many times actually that it's open for any purpose, for anybody, for any purpose. But when we are looking at this data pyramid, we have to actually talk about the levels of openness on different levels of data. Because if we have a raw data, which especially again, if it's about humans and we have identifiers there, of course it cannot be open for anybody actually. But we can try to still share it safely with our collaborators, companies or other researchers. At the top of the pyramid, there might be open data for anybody or for any purpose, actually. And nowadays, the publishers, they need the data too. The reviewers want your data. They won't have a transparent access to your data. It's probably on these levels of data which they want. But obviously it will not be open data, but it's open. You have to be able to publish it for the reviewers as well. So it's more important to talk about safe sharing than that our data would always be open and all data would be open. And level of openness, actually. And then some actions which universities have promised in the principles, actually. University offers research teams a secure and protected data management infrastructure. It's quite a lot. And so on. Fulfills data security requirements and so on. And also technical solutions and services that support controlled data management during the whole data lifecycle. And also support for these processes. Probably the Open Science Center, which will start in the beginning of next year, will have a role in this support side. This is quite good list of if we are talking about data management during the whole life cycle. I suggest strongly that you read this paper, which you can access through this link. Actually, computational biologists have written this article. There is very good description of the different issues related to the research data management process, starting with anticipate how your data will be used. How will the raw data be received, and so on. Know your use cases. For instance, the question, should the raw data be archived or not for the field? And if you will keep raw data as raw, because if you are going to reuse the raw data, it should be such as it was when it was collected. If someone wants to, for instance, make follow-up study using the same data you have collected already earlier. So, very good article. Yeah. Okay. We have already also some actions implemented, so that maybe you have already heard that the new research project, they will have the basic services, for instance, disk space and some other services for free. When you are preparing the data management plan first, I guess this will be introduced to you later on today. You will also have available some basic services which you ask with this form, which is just now in Finnish, it's preliminary form just now. But this means that you have some storage space available. You have a basic website for the project available. You have a wiki space for your project. You have a Adobe Connect Pro room available for your project, and so on. This kind of basic services. And at the same time, we collect, when you fill the form, we collect the basic metadata relating the research data you are going to collect. So for the project time, you have a space and some services available. Long-term preservation is another story, and that's what we are dealing with. It's still under consideration how we organize it. Some part is obviously provided by CSC Finland nationally. But we don't know yet exactly what it in practice means. And we will have soon also secure storage option coming for research projects who are collecting sensitive data. So it means, for instance, multi-factor authentication process before you access the data. So kind of classified data. Okay, these are basic services. But if you think about that, the basic service means 100 gigabytes per project, it's not a lot. If you really are dealing with data intensive research or big data research. And it needs different kind of environment. So we are dealing with volume and variety of data. And also, I'm just now dealing with quite a lot with health and clinical data. And it's more and more also about velocity. If we are going to develop clinical decision support systems, we have to have instant access to data all the time. So it's not just that we have an archive, we take a data set and we make an analysis and write an article. But if we are going to support clinical work, we need continuous and instant access to data. Active archive for the data intensive research and what it can provide for the practical clinical work as well. So, if we are dealing with data intensive research, it's almost always means that you have to be able to integrate different kind of data. And this is quite a challenge for the data management. We can have metering data, different kind of equipment providing, sequencers, video data integrated in one research, and that's a real issue, how we deal with this kind of data, which kind of environment and platform we need for this kind of approach. And also the if we need the velocity, we think about machine learning or ambient intelligence or augmented reality, which will be related to results and analysis we can do through this data integration. The problem is now that our research in infrastructure looks like this. It's dispersed all over the campus. Any research group does have their own infrastructure. I'm talking about IT just now, but in general also. And then we have our own backups and so on. Our every research group or even single equipment will have its own infrastructure. It doesn't produce big data. It doesn't produce a lot of files and devices around. USB storages and things like that. But also other kind of problems. Security and privacy protection problems. How can you audit the data? Or how can you organize the access management to data? Provenance, if we are following the history of the data from the raw data to analyzed data and so on, and to published data. Data integrity and so on. And also the integration issue, which I showed before already. It's very difficult to organize in this kind of environment. So we probably need more ops. Need more centralized services and centralized platforms to organize our data. We need secure communication inside campus, but also the data management layer, which actually the works disk space doesn't provide. Data management is the tools for the data management is actually the naming of files and folder structure, which we can you can do if you don't have real tools to manage the data, which for instance could provide platform to deal with the metadata related to data. Metadata is data about the data. It describes the data. And the access management. How can we organize? We have probably IDM coming and we could bring our research groups there and organize access management through that. But it expects that we have centralized infrastructure. We could automatize the processes like if you want and we have to anonymize or pseudonymize data if it's sensitive data and it should be dealt in different settings. We probably should anonymize or pseudonymize the data. This can be automated if we have tools for that. And so on. Until to the publishing of if we want to publish the data as open or more or less open. Give more or less open access to our data. Archiving it, sharing it, and publishing. And through that, so that we have access through our centralized platforms to European and national infrastructures like CSE, computing services, and so on. So that we would have as transparent access to the for instance CSE services as possible. Mitäs kello on? 5 minuuttia. So, why centralized IT service? Because most of the research groups wanted to do it themselves. Growing data volumes. Growing needs to manage data through that. And the legislation, which expects that we have security and privacy issues dealt properly. Requirements of data-intensive research. We have quite a lot of computing power, actually, in IT-tiedekunta, IT faculty of ID. Resources which would be available for everyone in inside university. Again, if our infra is dispersed, it doesn't work like that. Simple the returns to scale if we invest in storage capacity. Today it's about $200,000 a petabyte or less for one petabyte. So which would be mean that it we would have a disk space for everyone in this university. It's next to nothing, $200,000. And if you want more, another petabyte is $100,000 or less. And university uses for financial management systems and HR systems more than million a year. Why not for the research? Why not? We would have a better possibility to sell research equipment, not just inside university, but for instance with the hospital on the hill. They are not just now building 500 million new hospital there, which produces a huge amount of data from different kind of research DNA sequence, for instance. They are digitizing also a lot of material there in their archives just now and so on. And this also means that we have a growing know-how requirements for data engineering and management. Unfortunately, we left our best expert for the Stockholm Royal Technical University, because this is a real hot topic just now, data engineering and data management. And when you write a plan, if we have a centralized infra available for you, you just use the standard descriptions in these plans, how the for instance the secure storage is will happen and how it's organized, how the data management processes are organized. And first of all, researchers should concentrate on research, not IT issues. There are a list some of the tools I mentioned, and this one is especially for the data management. Oops. Tällä saa auki linkki. Cannot open. Wow. Toilet. Yeah, this is a very refined tool for the data management, and this is used by HPC sites, high performance computing sites, genome banks, for instance, Sanger and Bayer are using this. CSC is using that. We had already some pilots with IROTS, but unfortunately we left, we were losing our man, and now we are we have had to freeze the project for a while, but I hope we will have expertise to take it in a wide use in our university. We already had interface made by Ilari, and this is really fast interface to do this data management. If you have hundreds or thousands of files you are dealing with real big data, this was very fast interface to deal this kind of data masses. And for instance, you can deal with any metadata scheme with this interface. This example is DICOM, which is the medical imaging metadata standard description. It actually includes all the information of the image, this metadata. And it takes from the equipment this metadata and takes part of the data management. So you can search and organize data using all this metadata. The same with the MEG laboratory in the brain scanning metadata. You can take the whole metadata and deal with it when you manage your data, which is accumulating all the time. So I this kind of tools I mean when I'm talking about the research data management. Of course, we have also platforms to publish data. There are more national and international services for that already available. We have our own Dataverse site. It's created by Harvard University especially for statistical data. We have UX DSpace repository. We have there also some research data, images, map images, even MIDI files, and so on. Finnish Data Archive is one of those national service providers. Then we have a CSA AIDA. We have if I remember, 200 terabytes or still available if you need disk space and then you want to use AIDA CSC service. And different fields of research provide their own. Clarin for humanistic, for corpus data, for instance, CERN archives, and so on. But I'm now already over time. Maybe I have to end up my presentation. Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions for Antti?
You can send me an email if you are interested in research data management.
Yeah,
certain.
Thanks. Okay, there's no question, and maybe we can go to the next topic. Thank you again.
Thanks.